So this week in the news, basically been watching protests going on throughout America. Seems like people are outside throwing up the Palestinian flags that they got from Walmart. I'm not really sure where they got them from. What else has been going on? The stock market. I've been watching the stock market basically every day. And rallying for AMC, Apes taking over. Went down to Yellowstone and got some Iron Mike, Iron Banana. And what else? That's about it for my week. Been working, trying to get the House of Israel and trying to get people on the website www.thekingdomofjudah.com to donate money so I can not work and just do this full time. That would be great. So here we go. World news with Israel. www.google.com/news. Hey, sorry I haven't been around doing this show lately. Basically, I've been busy. I've been holding down a full-time job 6 days a week, 6 hours a day, and keeping the Sabbath holy. And I even messed up last week's DJ King Worldwide podcast. I don't know how I did that. That was the first one I kind of messed up, so I have to go back and splice a few things to make sure that looking back, everything looks right. All right, so New York City says half of those arrested at two pro-Palestinian campus protests were not. Hang on, Sloan. Were not students. Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of people that aren't students. I'm sure there's a lot of people that aren't even pro-Palestine. They probably just want anarchy. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to see a fight break out. So it's like, that's kind of what Israel's stance has been since day one. It's like, you can't identify who's good and who's bad anymore because they're all with each other. And really, they're working with each other, which is why, like, it's sad, but all the kids that are working with the terrorists inside Gaza, they're really actively supporting it. And so are the women. You know, otherwise they'd be away from it. They'd be like staying away from it. But they probably think that that's their only ticket too. So I understand that. And I can put myself in their shoes. But I don't know. If I was in their shoes, I'd be begging Israel right now. Just like, I don't know, just take us or get rid of us or just do something. But I don't want to fight. That's what I'd be trying to say, you know. Yeah. So I guess if you said, hey, I don't want to fight and I surrender, you can go to your own little zone, that'd be great. All right. And I think that's what they're kind of saying with the 7 day peace talks. They're saying, hey, if you want to go have your own little state, that's fine. But it's going to be over there where you can't mess with us because we got things to do and we got things going on in Israel. And if you want Palestine, then it's over there, somewhere over there. Wherever over there is, that's where the state of Palestine can be, as long as you're all there and we know where you're at. All right. So, more than 2,100 arrested at anti-Israel protests nationwide as police clear college encampments. So I'm just waiting for them to start shutting down the roads as we began mass evacuations to the Holy Land for everyone. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be epic, epic, epic. All right. I was part of the Columbia protest. You know, I seen a huge book that I have, the Columbia Encyclopedia or something on my bookshelf. And I'm just kind of amazed that I have that on my bookshelf. just because of the Columbia thing going on right now with everything happening. All right, CIA director, Central Intelligence Agency director Bill Burns in Egypt for Gaza ceasefire talks. So, yeah, I'm trying to really understand who exactly Bill Burns represents. Like, obviously the CIA, but there's got to be a conglomerate of, I would say, nations underneath the CIA and who are privy to the CIA information. And Bill Burns is the one they elected to be the head of it. Sometimes I wonder why people become the head of things when no one would really follow them if they didn't have money. Because basically, all the people that lead the world, no one would follow them if there was no such thing as money. There's like way better leaders. It would be like, basically, the world leaders would be like following Joe Biden, for lack of a better word. Not that I dislike Joe Biden in any way, but I'm just saying there's tougher, stronger, younger, faster, more warrior-like leaders out there that people would choose to follow throughout the world. And America follows Joe Biden, whatever. But the world leaders, I don't know if Joe Biden would have anything to stand on. If it were not, and I'm not saying this about Joe Biden, I'm just saying money talks and everything else walks. That's just what I'm saying. And if it wasn't that way, then we'd actually have some real leaders. All right. Still no deal in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of ending war with Hamas. Like I said, I think they have 7 days now before things are going till the tanks roll, as they would say somewhere. I kind of made that up, honestly. Watched a cool YouTube thing with Queen Rania of Jordan. She's very, very good at getting across her feelings about how she puts herself in Palestinian shoes and how her father-in-law taught her that it was important to see things through other people's eyes. That might not have been the words exactly she used, but that's what I heard. All right. S. Jankishar reacts to Canada arresting 3 Indians in Hardeep. Whew, some of these Indian names are tough to pronounce. Hardeep Nijar murder. So Jashashankar reacts to Canada arresting 3 Indians in Hardeep Nijar murder. Yeah. Not sure what to make of that. Guess there were 3 Indians, not Native American Indians. But that's who I'd be looking into if I was in Canada or America. That's amazing. I've always found that amazing that Native Americans never, ever end up on TV or never end up, like, anywhere in the media whatsoever. Somehow, they're the only racial group to not ever hit the media in any capacity anywhere. And I've always found that peculiar. Sadiq Khan re-elected mayor of London in latest win for Labour Party. Sadiq Khan. So he must be the mayor of London now. Hey, I seen the white horse and the dark horse running down the streets of London. I was trying to figure out if that was something that's supposed to mean something, or if that's just a random bunch of horses that got loose downtown London. But I don't think that could be like just a random occurrence. On my phone while I'm doing this show, I'm watching an Evander Holyfield and George Foreman fight. Yeah, they've been going at it now. I gotta say, this is probably the beginning of round number 5. I haven't really seen, but look up the Evander Holyfield George Foreman fight. They go at it for a minute. All right. So, yeah, Sadiq Khan was reelected mayor of London. King Charles forward response to Harry's request to meet during UK visit. Sometimes I think they have AI write this stuff. King Charles' four-word response to Harry's request to meet during UK visit. So, Prince Harry wanted to meet during his UK visit, according to this headline, and King Charles had a four-word response. Let's click and let's find out what it says. Oh, it says, Yahoo, you didn't sign up. I'm going to say reject all, everything that you want me to do. All right, well, so what was the four-word response? Prince Harry is set to return to the UK solo next week, and it's claimed that he has reached out to his father, King Charles, with an olive branch request to meet up. Sweet. That'll be cool. Olive branches are always nice. Well, it's already been confirmed that Meghan Markle won't be accompanying her husband for his visit. It's believed the king had a simple four-word response to his son's offer. The Duke of Sussex, 39, will be in London to attend a special event celebrating the Invictus Games on Wednesday, the 8th of May. Hey, speaking of, the 8th of May is when AMC, Adam Aaron, is going to announce something big. We're opening a shop up on the top of AMC. We got all kinds of things going on. So ultimately, I didn't figure out what the four words were, but I'd say the three letters are A, M, and C, also known as A, P, and E on the D-O-W. Yeah. Okay? All right. Hamas said it's ready to okay first phase of hostage deal. Wow. They're actually going to get some hostages back from this. That's cool. Good job. Way to negotiate some hostages back. They're going to have post-traumatic stress disorder. You're going to have to help them get through that, but they're coming back. That's cool. What? What? Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't even know that, and I've been watching the market. GameStop stock skyrocks 29% to register biggest gain in over a year. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. 29% on GameStop. Yeah, the guy I watch on YouTube's probably ecstatic right now, just watching his stock rise up. I lost 15% when I rolled over some money into GameStop, and then I cashed out and went down like another 20%. So I'm still going to say GameStop's still under what it was valued at the time that I got to it, which was like $15 or something. Maybe it was 20. Can't remember exactly. Microsoft uncovers a security flaw. Oh, wow. Again? Dude, if Terry Davis would have programmed Microsoft, they wouldn't have had one bug. Microsoft programmers have been programming for 50 billion years and can't figure out how to not put a bug in their system. Somebody needs to talk to them and be like, yo, if you need Terry Davis to come and program your stuff for you, then let us know, because we'll send him on over. Jeez. CIA is what Terry Davis would call him, too. Speaking of CIA, that's funny. All right. The dollar will be worth nothing. Oh, great. Now, Elon Musk is issuing stark Fed warning. Oh, great. Now you know. Now you know the dollar bill is grinding to a halt when Elon Musk starts calling it like he sees it. Yeah, but I have been reading the Aftershock, which is a financial book written like 20 years ago that just talks about how the bubbles collapse from the housing market. Then it goes into the, I think, stock market. I can't remember exactly what it was. I'll recover that chapter. But then it just talks about good investments and how gold's always a good investment. And especially if you can leverage it. But the problem with leveraging it is that it could really mess up your money, like using margin when you're trading stocks. So, all right. That was 15 minutes with Israel. Yep, and the world news with Israel. Like, we got to spend some time together. I hope you enjoyed it. So yeah, but wrapping that up, that doesn't sound very good if the dollar's worth nothing. And across the page, I see that GameStop stock skyrocks 29%. could be a big week ahead for the stock market. Go AMC, go Ape Nation. All right, so yeah, not sure why that did that, but okay. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get this to play, but for some reason, it won't, so I guess we'll go back over here.
La avodah atzedah.